Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, May 25th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we're exploring Mediterranean and Lebanese cooking with the executive chef of the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. Rindala Rahal is in the studio with kebabs, hummus, and more. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. I think I got her name right, but there's plenty of time to screw it up on the show. Do stay tuned for that. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. If you have a food question about Mediterranean and Lebanese cooking, 800-348-2551 is the number, and we'll kick it off after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It is Food Friday today, and today we explore Mediterranean and Lebanese cooking with Rindala Rahal, the executive chef of the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. The business started 13 years ago, or 14, I guess now, and was located on Central Avenue before moving to Fuller Road in November 2017. It serves Lebanese cuisine from hummus to baklava, and if you have a question about Mediterranean and Lebanese cooking, now is a good time to call 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You may also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Oh, Uncle Ray is going to be manning the emails today as our producer is not around. So, you know, if I miss your email, don't hold it against me. I'll do my best. Again, the number is 800-348-2551. Rindala, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Come a little closer to the microphone. Very nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And you brought the whole family, which is great. So seated to your right is?
Robert.
I'm her husband, Robert.
Yeah. And so she's the artist in the family.
She is the artist in the family.
And so you're the pain in the neck in the family, yeah?
Exactly.
So she
exactly?
So she says, yes.
All right, fair enough. And your son is here as well.
Yes.
Very nice to have you all here today. Well, first of all, before we talk about the restaurant, you brought some beautiful food and things that I have never really tried before. Tell us, if you could, in a couple of words, if it's possible to crystallize Lebanese cuisine, how would you describe it?
First of all, it's healthy and it's a flavorful.
I don't think we've ever had a show about Lebanese cooking on this program, so hopefully we'll learn a lot today. What'd you bring?
I brought shakshuka. Shakshuka is well known in the Middle East, and of course it's different from country to another. The one I made is Moroccan style.
Yeah.
You sauté the vegetables, and then you cook it in tomato sauce. You nestle the eggs into the sauce, and you let it cook for 6 minutes.
In a cast iron pan?
Yes.
It's a beautiful-looking dish, I haven't tried it yet, but I certainly will get to it. Now, I've figured out that the phones are actually lighting up. I'm not seeing them on my screen. So this is the inside baseball. I'm going to turn this computer off. I can see it on the phone, Zach, the engineer. Relax. Keep eating your lunch. It's all good. I'm going to reboot the machine here. And while we do that, let's talk to Robert about the restaurant and Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace. So you started on Central Ave, and now you're over. You're near where you were.
I started on Central Avenue October 17th of 2007. Yes, I was there for 11 years. And it was very beautiful, a restaurant and place built with a lot of love. So it was kind of getting too small for me, the parking lot, Central Avenue traffic. So I decided to go bigger, like what they say, go bigger, go home.
Yeah.
So I found a beautiful location on Fuller Road, 71 Fuller Road. It was very beautiful.
I think someone's phone, is it my phone?
I have,
it's Dad's phone. Okay.
Thank you, honey. Everybody's fine.
Don't worry, Zach. Everything's fine.
So I met the owner of the plaza of the 71 Fuller Road, and we made a beautiful deal with him. I spent just about 725 days nonstop to build a restaurant.
Really?
Literally, yes. Nonstop.
Does it make you feel guilty at all that you're riding on the coattails of your wife's talent?
I felt very guilty on a lot of nights, yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. And she's a good cook, yeah?
She's an awesome cook. She's probably the best I've ever seen. I'm very proud of her. And thank God she's my wife. How's that?
Well, you know what? That's a good political move.
I do need her on my side.
We are joined today by Rindala Rahal and Robert from Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. I've never seen cauliflower that color before. Tell us about that.
It's pickled cauliflower.
Mm.
I put them in beet juice to give them that color.
Yeah. Is this a common Lebanese
yes.
thing? Yes.
Yeah? You can make it yellow by just adding some turmeric.
Okay.
To the juice. That's it.
So you're not using red dye number two?
Oh, no, no.
Fair enough. And what's in the middle of that dish?
It's moussaka.
Okay. And what is that?
It's a fried eggplant cooked in tomato sauce and chickpeas.
Oh, boy. That sounds great. You know what? I hope you save a little for me.
It's all yours.
All right. Now, my computer's rebooting, but we're going to do something we usually don't do, and we'll go to the phones the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
And we'll start out with Oscar in Albany. Oscar, you're on.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Good.
Good. So my question is, with Lebanese and Mediterranean cooking, what would you consider the staple spices or the staple ingredients that I should stock my cupboard with?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Come a little closer to them. Yeah, there we go. You'll get it.
All right. We'll start with the basics of the spices. Black pepper, salt, cinnamon. This is the basics. And then my favorite is seven spices, the Lebanese seven spices.
And they are?
Let's see. Pepper. We have pepper in Lebanon. It's not black pepper. The color is black, but it's not spicy like the black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So you add to that cumin, mm-hmm. cinnamon, cardamom, nutmeg. Let's see what else. And the black pepper. There is one more. And cloves.
Okay, I thought you six out of seven was good. Cloves are the
yes.
seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a common combination in a lot of dishes?
Yes.
All right, well, there you go. We lost Oscar, but I think you answered his question quite well. We are talking to Rindala Rahal today and also Robert Rahal from Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. And we'll go back to the phones at 800-348-2551. Ted in Shelburne, Vermont. Ted, you're on.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much. I have a question. I'm a sort of a bachelor farmer cook.
Okay.
But I have noticed that purslane comes naturally, usually, around here when you're gardening. And I used it as a substitute for a cucumber, which I didn't have, in making tzatziki. So I don't know if you could go on any about those, but purslane in particular, I think, is regionally interesting there, and I'd love to hear more about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
The Greek call it tzatziki sauce. We call it the yogurt sauce. It's similar to a cold soup. It's yogurt. You add to it some garlic, cucumber, dried mint, some olive oil on top, salt to taste, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Well, I wondered about purslane, if I can ask. I mean,
purslane.
My main question is purslane as a... I mean, I used it, and I actually noticed on Facebook a Greek acquaintance mm-hmm. used purslane even in tzatziki. But is purslane's other uses?
Of course. I don't know why people here don't use it, and I don't see it in the market.
Right.
We make it into the fattoush. It gives it a very distinct...
Yeah, no, good. Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Flavor, and we make it into pies. You just chop it, add some tomatoes, parsley, get regular dough, and put it inside, bake it, and it is very tasty, it is very healthy, and it tastes so good.
Well, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. Now, remember, when you whisper, you're still on mic, so people can still hear you. Rindala and Robert Rahal are here from Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. You guys aren't the only ones to do that. I was listening to the roundtable panel today, and I was ready to do my newscast over in Studio D, and Joe was throwing it over to the news, and a couple of the panelists are, you can hear it, you know, the microphones are on. So you started the restaurant 14 years ago.
Yes, I did.
And what have you learned about, I guess I'll throw this to you, Rindala, about the palate of the local Northeastern customer? Has it changed? Have you educated the customers to some extent?
We did. Yeah. When we first opened, it was so hard to bring new people. Some people don't like to try something new. And I, of course, I can't satisfy everybody.
Yeah.
But I have like a rule. I've been on it since we opened the restaurant. As long as I'm cooking the right way from my heart and I feed my family over there, it's a clean, it's from scratch. And if I don't eat it, I won't feed it.
Oh, that's a great motto.
Really. If it doesn't look good to me and I don't eat it, really, I won't give it to anybody. I won't serve it.
Has your menu, I don't know how to say this, have you kept true to the traditions or are you slowly bringing some American sort of influence in there?
I have my own twist in everything. I don't follow directions.
Good.
Is that
true?
I know that for a fact.
I was waiting for that one.
I tried, but since I am in America, it's different. Like the fruits taste different in here, the vegetables, the meat. It's a different way in everything. I kind of changed it.
So I
play a lot with food. I change the spices until I come up with something I really like. Then I try it on my husband and my kids.
And if he lives.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So
I am her rat lab.
Oh, there you go. Let's take a quick break here. Rindala and Robert Rahal are here from the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. We talk Lebanese and Mediterranean cooking on the show today. We'll get back to the phones in a moment. 800-348-2551.
Support for WAMC comes from Gloriosa & Company, hosting weddings at the Curtis House in Ashfield, Massachusetts, with on-site guest accommodations, local floral design, and weekly summer flower CSA shares also available. GloriosaCO.com. Blue Heron Restaurant & Catering, offering full-service catering at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout western Massachusetts. BlueHeronDining.com/catering. Taste of Troy food tours of historic Troy or Albany, now through October. Private tours or gifts for Father's Day, tasteoftroyfoodtours.com for more information. The Preservation League of New York State, Albany, partnering in preserving historic New York through advocacy, education, grants, and loans, so our past has a future, preservenys.org. And Personal Wine Cellar, Glenville, family-owned business since 2011, offering a selection of wines, spirits, and libations, home of the cellar dweller, monthly scotch and bourbon tastings, home delivery available. 518-399-9463.
How's the food, Zach the engineer? Very good. Oh, his plate is empty. Oh, well, maybe on the next break you refill here. We're joined by Rindala and Robert Rahal today of Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. We talk Mediterranean and Lebanese cooking today on our Food Friday. And this one came in via email from our buddy Gina, who writes, the subject heading is preserved lemons. I preserved a gallon of Meyer lemons. They are now ready to use. Help! 4 exclamation points. Can you help her? Preserved lemons. No? She wants some ideas to
how to use them?
Yes. She's made a lot of them, apparently. And you don't need that much with a preserved lemon.
Lemon soup.
Lemon soup?
Yeah.
Oh, do tell. Let's hear about that.
Usually I start with olive oil.
Yeah.
Onions, some garlic, saute them. And you can add anything on top of that and make it into a soup or a stew.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds great.
So the lemon, for my lemon soup, I don't peel it. I just cut them, saute them, cover it with water, boil it, add the rice just to take the bitter out of the peel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give it a flavor, any flavor you want, salt, pepper, cumin, anything.
Lemon soup. Now that sounds
good. It is so good.
It is good.
Next time you're on the show, lemon soup.
Okay.
Back to the phones we go at 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Let's go down to Orange County. Ryan, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? Perfect timing for this program. I'm actually making Syrian meat pies today.
Nice.
My great grandparents are from Syria, and I would love to hear your recipe for meat pies.
Okay. My dough is very simple, just the flour, water, salt, of course, some vegetable oil, and the yeast. When it's ready, by the time it's ready, you can make your meat sauce. Just onions, you can add green pepper, red pepper, some tomato sauce, and you have to have a fresh tomato. Put them all into the blender, mix them with the meat, salt, pepper, and seven spices, and then fill the dough, put it on, put it in a hot oven, 350 for 15 minutes or 17 minutes. It depends on your oven, and that's it.
Excellent.
You can say something, girl. Go ahead, Robert.
Don't forget to add the lemon to it, buddy. It tastes very, very good.
True.
All right, Ryan.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551. Yeah, Robert, pipe right in. I mean, help us out here. Let's go over to Diane in Red Hook. Diane, you're on.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to know the best recipe that you have for falafel and tahini sauce or whatever sauce you use usually.
Okay.
Only tahini sauce, nothing else.
Only, right.
Tahini is the sesame paste. We make it into tarator. Tarator is some tahini with lemon juice, garlic, and add some water. Mix them all together and keep it in the fridge until you use it. The falafel, I make it with the same amount of chickpeas and fava beans. You soak them overnight. The second day, you grind it. You add garlic, onions. You have to have the cumin and coriander, black pepper, white pepper. Some people put parsley. I don't, because I like him to stay white from the inside. Some people put cilantro, and I don't as well. But it's up to you. You can give it that flavor. That's fine, too. And mix them all together.
Great.
You deep fry it, and that's it.
All right.
Is that the only way you'd cook it, is frying it, or can you bake them?
You can bake them, but it will be a little dry. But it will taste almost the same. You can brush it, the falafel when you put it on the tray. Brush it with some oil and bake it.
But you generally fry it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you bake it, you're probably going to lose the shape a little bit. It's going to drop. When you bake it, it's going to drop down, and you're going to lose the shape of it and becomes very dry.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday, and we talk Lebanese and Mediterranean cooking today with Rindala Rahal and Robert Rahal of Venetian's Mediterranean Palace in Albany. Rindala is the executive chef, and I guess the business angle handled by Robert. And let's go back to the phones and over to Cornwall. And Mike, you're on.
Yes, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'd like to ask you about it's a preserved vegetable. I used to have it at a friend's house who was of Lebanese Syrian extraction. His mother made it. It was called lift.
Yes.
If you know, I'm sure
yes.
You know it.
Yeah.
But I have never seen it on any menu in a Middle Eastern restaurant. Do you have any recipe how that's made, preserved, etc.? It was a great, great pre-dish, and it was fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
For the turnips, you cut them any way you want. You have to make the brine, like salt, vinegar, and put them in for about 3 weeks. I put beets to give them the color, because turnips are white, and the beets make them look nicer.
That changes the flavor, though, doesn't it?
No,
it won't. The beets won't?
No, it won't. It's just for color. And you can eat the beets, pickled beets, mm-hmm. as well. It tastes good.
Okay.
There is another way to use turnips. You can core them and stuff them and cook them in tomato sauce.
Mike, you want to follow up?
Yes, I am on the phone. But I've only heard of that one way, and I'm wondering if this recipe is available anywhere online or...
Online, yeah, there is. You can, but it's Arabic, I think. It's in Arabic.
Well, maybe the Google Translator will work for you there, Mike. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Our number is 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. You can also email the program at voxpopwamc.org. And we are joined today by Rindula and Robert Rahal of the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. Let's go back to the phones. And Megan in Rexford. Megan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that we've eaten at the Phoenicians a bunch of times, and we've always had an amazing experience. I will always eat the chicken shawarma all day, every day.
Thank you.
You can go in there and get chicken shawarma for two, and it feeds my family of five.
Nice. That's good.
Thank you, honey.
I also wanted to say that I think a misconception with Middle Eastern food or Mediterranean food is that when you refer to spicy, it doesn't always mean hot spicy. It means flavorful spicy. So I think sometimes people are a little nervous to try new foods, and they think spicy means hot. And it doesn't always mean hot. So keep up the good work.
That's good.
I look forward to many more meals.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan.
That's a great point. I mean, are Americans in general afraid of the spicy food?
That was one of my biggest problems when I first opened my restaurant. Many, many, many people said, what do you mean? It's a Mediterranean or Middle Eastern. It's very hot, very spicy. It took me years and years to convince the people that my food is not spicy. It is hot in the sense of spiced up. Hot, warm dishes.
Yeah.
We cook, 90% of my meals or my menu in my restaurant has, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Has no cream, no cheese, no milk, no powder,
no butter,
no chicken broth, no beef broth, no. Yeah,
that's my whole diet right there.
Nothing comes out of canned goods or frozen goods.
Yeah.
That's how good is it. So what Megan's saying, I can't thank you enough for being faithful to the Phoenicians, thank you from the bottom of our heart. And yes, the plates, when we say it's mixed for Phoenician for two or Phoenician for four, well,
it's
usually 1.5 times the amount of the people you can eat. But thank you so much. But that was a very good point you brought up.
But this has come up before about being spicy, not being hot. Mm-hmm. And so this 7-spice mixture that is the base sort of what you do, this is just, it's a flavorful thing. It's not a make-your-head-sweat kind of thing.
Very flavorful.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. It is a Food Friday. And Dory in Schenectady. Dory, you're on.
Hi. Good afternoon, and thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Thank you. My father was a chef, and he taught us our whole life to do everything you can to expand your palate. And I did not know that we had a Lebanese restaurant in the area, and I'd like to know if you have a tasting menu so I can bring my family by.
What's a tasting menu?
Anything you want in my restaurant, you're welcome to taste. I hope you can stop over anytime you want.
And that's nice.
Or you can call me.
Thank you.
You are welcome, honey. You want to bring 1, 2, 3, 4 people, come over and...
It's a tasting menu. It's just just eat little tiny bites of things? Is that...
I usually serve for people I want to eat.
Okay.
The least I could do is feed.
Yeah.
All right, Dory.
I have myself, my husband, and 5 kids, so a tasting menu for us is actually a dinner.
You know what? You are welcome to come over and have a dinner.
That's very
what else
nice.
Can I tell you?
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Food Friday, and we're joined today by Rindula and Robert Rahal of the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. And let's go to Estelle in Clifton Park. Estelle.
Hi. I wonder if you would know if halva is available in bulk.
Yes, it is, honey. Halva comes in many different flavors. I do get it by 11-pound boxes. I do ship it from Lebanon. What's the question to me, hon?
The thing is, can it be purchased bulk locally? Is there any way we can, you know, somebody can come in and purchase it?
Well, first of all, tell us what it is.
Halva is, we believe in the Mediterranean Sea / the Middle Eastern Sea, Halwa is God's favorite dessert. Halwa is the king, the dessert of the kings.
Yeah.
Halwa, it's made from sesame base.
It's tahini. Mm-hmm.
It's tahini sesame base. Yes. Halwa has come with citric lemon. Some people make it with sugar. Some people make it with honey.
Easy to make.
It's very easy to. It's not that easy to make, but in. Well, they do it back home. That's what they do best.
Yeah.
So it comes in a chocolate flavor with pistachio flavor, plain flavor. But to answer your question, yes, honey, you can come over me know, and I can be able to get it for
you. All right. Well, thank you very much. Our number here is 800-348-2551. And we also had an email here before I get back to the phones. What is kibbeh? The subject heading is kibbeh.
Ooh.
And what it says, one question for Rindala. How is your kibbeh finger? Tell us about stuffed kibbeh. Is this something I can say on the radio?
Yes. Of course you can.
Okay, all right. That's Mark in Pleasant Valley.
We have, there is more than two or three kinds of kibbeh. I'll tell you the most known ones. We have a flat kibbeh or baked kibbeh. The outside is a ground beef mixed with cracked wheat. The spices are, of course, seven spices, salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And the filling inside is a ground beef or lamb or both, sautéed in olive oil and onions.
That sounds good.
Then you bake it. There is a way to put it in the tray, and you give it a shape on top just to make it look nice, and you bake it. The kibbeh balls or the kibbeh fingers, it's almost the same, but you shape the kibbeh into your hands, you stuff it with the meat, you close it, and then you fry it.
Okay, so that's, okay, so kibbeh finger, pardon me, kibbeh finger is not like tennis elbow. This is an actual kind of a food.
Yes.
I thought it was maybe some sort of like repetitive stress injury that you got. Okay, good. Our number is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Muhammad in Hudson. Muhammad.
Hi. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask the proprietors of the Phoenician if they happen to use halal meats. And, you know, there's a big Muslim population in the area who would love to experience their food, but.
That's a very good question, Muhammad. Salam alaikum, brother. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, brother.
Good. Yes, all my meat at the restaurant, the chicken, the beef, the lamb, 100% halal. And I do buy it from a special place. They provide it for me. And many people call me. And it's a very good question, by the way. And I always tell them, yes, it is a halal. And they're welcome to come in anytime you want. And especially now in Ramadan, I wish on you the best Ramadan, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's very good to hear that it is.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Muhammad, thank you for the call. We have to take a quick break here. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551 on a Food Friday. Rindala and Robert Rahal of the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. We'll be right back.
Support for WMC comes from Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, rollingrocksalt.com for upcoming events. Convino Wine Bar, Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 70 wines by the glass, and a full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap. Live music Sundays and Mondays, outdoor seating, Thorns Marketplace, convinowinebar.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. Warwick Valley Farmers Market, open for the 25th year with 35 family farms, artisan kitchens, bakeries offering fresh from the farm food, produce, plants, wine, and more. warwickvalleyfarmersmarket.org. And Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com.
And welcome back to Food Friday, 800-348-2551. Ray Graff here, joined today by Rindala Rahal and Robert Rahal. I've got your name right every time, yeah?
Yes, good.
Pretty good. The hummus is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Tell us about how you do it.
Oh, the hummus.
Oh, it's so good.
It is a story, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody does it in a different way.
Yeah.
You soak the chickpeas. It should come dry. You soak them overnight. The next day, you have to cook it. After you cook it, you have to put it in the blender. Tahini, of course, garlic. Lots of garlic, lots of lemon juice.
That's where you got me. Yeah, the garlic. I love it.
I season it like, or I put on top, it's either sumac or paprika, just to give it a color. And salt to taste.
That's it looks it. Beautiful. And the bread, the pastry thing.
Yeah, fried pita chips.
Oh, so crispy and so good. I want to eat all of it. But unfortunately, we have to go back to the phones.
Okay.
It's all right with you. 800-348-2551, the number. And let's go to Lucy in Pownall, Vermont. Lucy, you're on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to say I love Lebanese food. Oh, my God, it's so good. I had a friend, and I haven't seen her in years, that she used to make this special salad with a spice called Simma, I think is how you pronounce it.
Sumac, yes.
And is there anything, I can't find it around here anywhere. Is there any spice that's similar
in our?
There is no other like it. Sumac is only one thing and one thing comes. It has to be original, it has to be clean, and it's easy to get, yes.
Sumac.
Sumac,
so
yes.
Not poison sumac.
Yeah. Well,
the same thing?
People
kind of,
think
yeah.
is it poison, but it's not. If it poison...
The plant is.
Okay. So we're not going to poison anybody.
That's sumac.
Oh, I just ate some.
You just ate some.
I'm still alive.
Okay.
Or at least so they say.
Yes. If you could call us, we can provide it for you.
All right. No problem. Thanks, Lucy. We appreciate the call very much. 800-348-2551. Anne in Tivoli. Mm-hmm. Anne, you're on.
Yes. Hi. I was wondering if one goes to their restaurant, if they can accommodate special diets, like if someone can't have salt or sugar or whatever.
Ah. Somebody talk.
Oh, yes, but I need, call me ahead of time, if you don't mind, and I will make it for you.
So there you go. Well, thanks, Anne. We appreciate the call very much. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Got an email from Charles who says, Robert is a well-traveled and thoughtful guy.
Well, thank you, Charles.
How about that, huh?
How about that?
All right. Must be a relative, right? Let's go to Ted in Germantown. Ted, you're on.
Hey, marhaba.
Marhaba.
I'm calling because I want to know what the recipe for the bread that you make for the spinach pies and meat pies. Is it plain bread or does it have eggs? What do you do to make it so soft?
It's a plain. It's just a flour, salt, water, and the yeast with vegetable oil. That's it.
Somehow when I make it, it's tough and not as soft and beautiful as what you make. What is the secret?
I don't know.
Love,
love probably
my
it is love.
No.
But really, just add some oil, maybe. Try that.
Oil or love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either one can be
okay,
messy.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Ted.
Ahla
sahla.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Do you think you're a better cook now than you were when you started cooking professionally?
Of course.
Yeah.
Don't let me tell you a secret about her.
I want to hear it.
Honestly?
Yeah.
When I got married to my wife 17 years ago, first thing I said to her, honey, there's nothing I won't give you, nothing I won't do for you, but you need to cook for me.
Yeah.
She goes, but I don't know how. I said, well, you need to tell your mom to teach you because we're leaving Lebanon to U.S. And in the U.S., I like to eat because there's a lot of things you can cook. Make long story short. My wife couldn't break an egg in a pan.
Nice.
I asked her many times, please make me some eggs. She goes, yeah. She literally takes the egg and break it outside the pan.
Okay.
For many, 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 many times.
Yeah.
For the next 3.5 years of my marriage with her, the first 3.5 years, she made me eat the food and waited 6 hours till she made sure I'm still alive.
No.
Yes.
True.
But look how great you are now at this.
She is the best
I've ever seen, though.
This food is delicious, and everybody is alive. I mean, this is fantastic. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Rindala and Robert Rahal of the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany, which I guess is on Fuller Road now.
71 Fuller Road, yes.
It's all right over by Railroad F.
Yes.
I'm over there quite a bit. I'll have to stop in one of these days.
I wish you would.
Let's go to Nina in Hoosick Falls. Nina, you're on.
Hi. I just want to say that it's wonderful to have your guests on and wishing everyone a happy Ramadan. And
thank you.
I grew up with a Lebanese neighbor in New Paltz, New York, and I remember being with my mother as a young child as our neighbor, Mrs. Karam, made kibbeh and tabbouleh. And although I'm no longer I'm a vegetarian at this time, I remember how much I loved the taste of the kibbeh and the tabbouleh. I still make from that recipe. I think it's the best, and how great it is to have, different cultures, different food. It's really nice. An ambassador of goodwill, especially at these troubled times. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much, honey.
That's very nice.
If I may say a couple things, this is by far, this is the greatest country that a human being could ever live on. And I mean it when I say it. I'm grateful to everyone. And I'm grateful to every person that have worked for this country outside or inside this land. The military people, every force exists in the U.S. for the U.S. What we have today as a foreigner, okay? I came in here in 1984. As a foreigner, I'm going to tell you honestly, we should not lose what we have. We have to all stick together, both sides, left and right. We have no choice. The minute you lose it, you are never gonna get it back. So what you just said to me, you just hit the point. We live in a land that we should lose. We have to take care of each other. We have to love each other. And the bottom line is, we are very, very lucky to live in here.
You said a mouthful. Beautiful.
And I mean it. It is the best.
We should not lose this.
I'm sorry, I have to tell you this. We have to stick together.
Your wife is trying to get you to stop, and I want you to keep going. That was beautiful. Robert, that was well said, and I want to thank you.
My pleasure.
You're not embarrassed, Rindala, are you?
No,
I mean, he said beautiful things just now. That was really nice. Rindala and Robert Rahal are here from Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace in Albany. It's a Food Friday. You know, I got chills. That was great. Let's go back to the phones and Betsy in Northampton. Betsy, you're on.
How are you?
Good.
I am a caterer, and I'm always looking for healthier dishes that hold up well for a big crowd. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas for dishes for that.
When you say healthy, I don't know if you want it gluten-free or all these things or just regular healthy. You can, of course, use a chicken on top of rice. Saute the chicken or bake them or grill them. Rice actually is a good carbs and it feeds a crowd.
It holds well.
Or filet mignon or any kind of protein you like. Just cook it and use rice, some salad.
Go ahead.
Right. What about for a sauce? Like something, meat with a sauce? Or chickpeas?
You can use hummus as a sauce, you can make garlic sauce.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you.
Thanks, Betsy.
We appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. And let's go to line number two. Steve in Woodstock. Steve, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I could not resist, as it happens, my wife asked me to make shakshuka last weekend and left a recipe for me and then proceeded to tell me that I had to broil the dish for longer to harden the eggs off, and it was a little heartbreaking because I thought it was perfect. So I need to know from the source whether the shakshuka has a soft, runny egg or a hard egg when you're done. My 6 minutes, the eggs were perfect to me.
6 minutes. That's it. You don't need more than that.
Should it be a little runny?
Do they run or are they hard?
It is on the hard side. Like,
you're telling me my wife was right.
Wives like usually
not,
are.
Like when you cut into the egg, it's not hard like the boiled eggs, but how to say it? It's loose.
It's loose. Okay.
Somewhere in between.
So, Steve, yeah. You're both right. That's the bottom line here. You're
both right.
Right.
It was a spectacular dish, but I had to serve. I served half of us out of the first batch, and then I had to put it back in and harden the eggs off for the non-runny egg lovers.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah.
I like it runny, Steve. My wife likes a little hot. I like a little running.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you very much, Steve. On over to Jim in Albany. Jim, you're on.
Hey, hello, Ray.
Hi.
Great program. I heard what Robert said about this great country, and I'd like to add something.
Yeah.
We're a great country because we got great people from all over the world here.
Thank you.
To make it better all the time, and this is just a great program. And
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
I really thought that Robert hit the nail on the head. That was a really nice thing to say, even if Rindula was a little like, you know, stop it, all right? Cut it out. All right, let's go over to Charlie in Croton-on-Hudson. Charlie.
Hello. Marhaba. And happy Ramadan.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. I worked many years in Lebanon with the Lebanese here, marketing products. I won't name any companies.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That would be unfair.
Yes.
But my question is on hummus in restaurants. Sometimes I go to a little falafel shop, they have hummus. How do I know whether it's out of the can? And how do I know? I'm sure you make your own hummus. So do you have a special recipe for your hummus?
How to know if it's from a can? If it's from scratch and you soak it and cook it, it should be a little grainy.
Little grainy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If it's out or of grainy. A can, it will be very...
mushy?
Yeah.
Mushy and soft, and, very soft.
You know, Charlie, never ask at the restaurant if it's out of a can. Let me tell you a quick story. We're up in Maine, and my wife said, okay, we're going to get the clam chowder.
I never ask. Okay. I wonder. I keep it in my head.
All right. I once asked. I said, you know, is this clam chowder from a can? Well, I got hit in the head by my wife, and I'll never do it again. All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate the call. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Sandra in Niskayuna. Sandra, you're on.
Yes. I'm just calling to plug the restaurant. I've been there a couple of times. Robert, I'm a friend of Jim's. And he's always been hospitable. The food is always good. And even my friend who is not into eating anything non-American loved it.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra. That's very
Thanks
nice
a lot.
Of you.
But you know that brings a point. What is American food? American food is all
it's
different kinds of food.
Everybody's food.
Yeah, and I think that's the way around the world too. There are influences everywhere you go.
Thank you. Yes.
Let's go over to Chris in the Berkshires. Chris, you're on.
Hi. Great show, and I have to tell you, I'm excited about going to your restaurant. We're about 45 minutes away, but you sound like lovely people, and Lebanese food is just the best.
Thank you.
I have a question about grape leaves. So in the past, I've gotten some fresh, but when you can't get them fresh and freeze them, you get them in the jars. And sometimes when you open up the jar, they're bound pretty tightly, and you open them up, and they're rough, and... a lot of them are broken up, and mm-hmm. maybe you can use half of them, maybe you can. I'm wondering if you have any tips on how to keep them, how to select them, and how to keep them tender when you're cooking them if you do have to use from the jar.
When you take them out of the jar, take them slowly, of course, and rinse them under hot water. And be careful because they are sensitive. And let them dry a little bit before you roll them and stuff them.
Okay. And some of them are so big, though, they don't seem as, like the smaller ones, obviously they're less, they're a little more tender when
right.
they cook.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have to cook them longer? Is that the key? I don't have good luck with the jarred grape leaves.
To me, they are the same. Just when you roll them and put them into the pot, do you put a plate on top of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Just cook it on a very low heat. It will keep the shape of it.
Okay.
You want to add something?
Make sure you can put some greens under them, under the pot before you cook them. Don't put the grape leaf against the bottom of the pot.
Right.
And don't push on it. Don't make them heavy.
Sliced potatoes or chicken wings maybe at the bottom if you're not a vegetarian.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
800-348-2551 as we hit the home stretch here on the Food Friday program with Rindala Rahal and Robert Rahal. And, you know, we started the show, and I said I would get your first name wrong.
You haven't screwed it up once.
Not yet, but there's still time. Let's go over to Jack in Worthington, Mass. Jack, you're on.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had a recipe for me for the baba ganoush when the eggplant comes in.
Yes, sure.
Boy, do I have... Oh, excuse me. Boy, does my wife have a recipe
That's
for you.
That's the way to speak, yes.
I love the baba ganoush. Okay.
All right. You just, if you're not making a big batch, just put... the eggplant on the stove, low heat, and roast it like that.
On an open flame, yeah. Open flame stove.
And turn the eggplant until it's all roasted. Then peel it and let it
drop.
Yeah, for probably 10-15 minutes. And put it in the blender, garlic, tahini, lemon juice, and salt to taste. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Thanks, you. Jack. That sounds really good.
We appreciate it.
Enjoy it.
All right, Zach, the engineer. Can we turn the microphone 2 on for a minute? Let's bring the son in here for a minute here. What is your name?
Elias.
Okay, Elias. So let's find out now in the last minute or two we have just how good the food is at home.
The food's pretty good.
Really? Do you ever complain?
Yeah, I complain.
Yeah. What don't you like?
The one thing I don't like is the moussaka, just because I don't like eggplant.
You don't like eggplant?
No.
Eggplant's great.
What does kids know these days?
Yeah, he'll learn, though. I'll bet you when he's 30, he'll say, I can't wait for some eggplant. That's all right. Do you ever, say, hey, let's order a pizza tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He surprises me sometimes.
Yeah, and you're all right with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so he makes me pay.
He makes you pay.
Oh, I make him pay.
That's great. All right, let's get another call here. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Al in Niskayuna. Al, you're on.
Hi, guys. I've listened to the show for quite a while, and Robert, we met my first day up here in Albany after moving about 3 years ago. You fed me my first meal up here after we moved in, had a very long day, and I think about that all the time and just want to say thank you so much. You guys are great and wish you all the luck in the world.
You are welcome, Al. Thank you so much. As I said before, when people come in to me, the least I could say thank you, first of all. And when people are hungry, they're supposed to eat, and I'm glad and I'm honored to feed you for that one meal.
Al, thank you very much for the call. It's Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. Rindala and Robert Rahal are here today from Phoenician's Mediterranean Palace in Albany. We're almost done. Are you guys on the web?
We are on the web.
What's the website?
The website is PhoeniciansOfAlbany@yahoo.com. That's one of them. Or you can find my information on the...
What's the matter, Elias?
PhoeniciansOfAlbany@yahoo.
This is the email.
That's the email address. All right, help him out.
Help me out. With the technology, is my son more better than me.
All right, so go ahead.
The website is Phoenicians of Albany, but we have a Facebook page, Phoenicians, and that's where we post all of our events and everything.
You see, I knew it was good. He helps you out. Anything new on the menu coming in the next couple of months?
We have on the menu, it's the whole thing. I am planning of finishing up my work in the kitchen. I'm extending the kitchen in the back. It's becoming also a food court coming up soon.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. It's going to be food court. I'm looking to do some paperwork on it and some more work in the back. It's going to have 6 different vendors beside me. So it's a space. I made space in the back of the kitchen for different vendors to come in. So I love, as I said before, I love feeding people from all walks of life.
So
that's going to be addition to my place.
When you say it's a food court, will this be multicultural?
Yes. Yeah.
Any ideas what you'll have?
It's going to have Spanish food, Caribbean food, and Italian food, of course, our Lebanese food. And I am looking to have also that beautiful American menu.
You got
to
call it the United Nations.
Well, it's becoming that way, yes.
Well, that's very cool. Well, thank you both for being here. And thank you, pleasure. Elias, for helping them out with the technology department. They don't know what they're doing.
I don't. I really don't.
All right. Well, thank you so much for everybody for being here. Support comes from Holiday Brook Farm, 4th generation local sustainable farm, delivering black gold compost for organic gardens for over 20 years. Information available at holidaybrookfarm.com. the Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. Del Mar Farmers Market, 332 Kenwood Avenue, Del Mar, celebrating 10 years of local and organic farm products, baked goods, fair trade crafts, music, and more, every Saturday from 9 to 1, delmarmarket.org. And Big Elm, Brewing Tap Room, open Thursday through Sundays, noon to 7 p.m., crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts, since 2012. BigElmBeer.com. That's it for the program today. Thanks again to Rindala Rahal, and God, I got through the whole show. I got her name right the entire time. And Robert Rahal for being here from the Phoenicians Mediterranean Palace. And thank you for listening and the great calls today. Thanks to Zach the engineer. Zach, it's about time for a second helping here. There's more food to be had. Barb King took your calls. Jim Lavoulis is our producer. Thanks for being here. There will not be a Medical Monday next week as we recognize Memorial Day. Vox Pop returns on Tuesday with the Copyright Forum. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great holiday weekend. Be safe. Stand by now for news.